Welcome back to Kindly Gifted Season 4. I am so excited to have you along for the ride. No matter how it is that you tell your story, whether it's through your personality and influence or through your business and products, you have me in your pocket as your creative director on speed dial. Season 4 is filled with even more deep dives of how our favorite brands have built their success, how our favorite public figures and people of influence have built their personal brands, and also more insight from incredible guest experts to join me in having these powerful discussions. So thank you so much for continuing to tune in and supporting the show. And let's get into this episode, shall we? Thank you so much for taking this show to 16,000 plus streams in just a short period of time. I am forever grateful. Our next goal for Kindly Gifted is to dominate these motherfucking charts. And for that, I need your help. If you could do me a quick favor and click follow or subscribe on the platform that you're listening on and drop a quick rating of what you think of the show, that would greatly help us climb the charts because, transparently speaking, that's the only way that we can do it. I need you to click follow, click subscribe, and again, drop a quick rating of what you think of the show, and let's get us to number one. Thank you again so much, and tune into the episode.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm back. I thought when I press published on the last episode of Kindly Gifted in August or September of 2023, that was the last episode of the show. And it was like breaking up with a longtime love. That's really what it felt like. I did it for a reason, and we'll get into that. But I realized through all of your DMs and emails and tagging me in videos and stories that this show has impacted you more than I knew, and it has helped you more than I knew, and you have loved the show more than I knew. I mean, that's kind of the trade-off with being an audio podcaster, is I don't really get to see live feedback from you because, you know, this isn't a video show. I am working on a video show, not for Kindly Gifted, but I'm not going to say anything else because I'm going to spill the beans, but that's coming. But yeah, when I decided to make Kindly Gifted as an audio podcast, and it was intentionally created to be that way, it will not become a video podcast. That was kind of the trade-off. Like, I wouldn't see your feedback in real time unless you took, you know, a moment to share that with me in the DMs or email it to me or tag me in a video. And over the past, 6 months or so, I have received so many of these messages and video tags from y'all, and it just means the world. I'm just really honored, and I'm grateful for all the feedback. There were videos of some of you just going about your daily life, or it's like a vlog and Kindly Gifted is playing in the background. And to be a part of your daily life, that's impact. That means the world to me. So thank you. And then there were emails and DMs that were literally the only reason you have to stop the show, the only acceptable reason you have to stop the show, is if you're writing a book. And I loved that too. Thank you. Which you will get a book from me before I die, 100%. At least one book. I'm not working on one right now, but you will get a book from me. Don't worry. So anyways, I'm just very, very grateful for all the support and the kindness and the love. And I'm thrilled to know that this show is helpful and that this show is doing exactly what it was meant to do. So thank you for sharing that with me.
And please continue. I welcome all critique. If you don't like an episode, tell me. If you want to hear more about a specific topic, let me know. If you love an episode and you're obsessed with it and you've sent it to like 500 people, also tell me. I want to give you a big thank you personally. So don't be afraid to reach out. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, let me know. And just thank you. Now getting into the reasons of why I took a hiatus from the show. Some of you know I was building two startups last year. I'm still building one, which we will talk about. I'm very excited. But I started building two businesses, one of which I began in 2022 and the other in 2023. The first I began building is Off the Record, and we launched in November of 2023, and I'm really excited. Like, she's doing so well. You know, we hosted a pop-up at South by Southwest. We were at Female Founder World Summit, which is how so many people got introduced to it first. We have done events here in Atlanta locally, doing more. Like, the event calendar for this year is fucking full, dude. Like, I'm so excited. Thinking about hosting, you know, other events, some with brand partners, some as like just us being the primary host. So there's so much going on. I'm really, really, really excited. This is like my baby. I have such a clear vision for this company, and I'm so excited to be making like vulnerability cool again and helping people have a tool to have literally the best conversations of their fucking lives, no matter who it is that you speak to. So we'll get into a little bit about the story of that and everything. And then the second thing I was building, which I have now resigned from, is a creative agency I was working on with a co-founder called Louder Group. And like I said, I since resigned. This is not like a TMZ story or anything from like Us Weekly. there's no scandal, no drama, no animosity. It was just a gross misalignment for me and where I'm taking my career. So I felt like it was my fiduciary responsibility to resign and withdraw and let my co-founder and our other team members know that this is not the best fit for me. And it's also not the best decision for where it seems this company is going. So I am no longer associated with Louder Group in any way, shape, or form. Some of you have DM'd me asking like if they're hiring. I don't know. I don't really know anything. I sold my shares. I know nothing. So that's all I have to say there. But yeah, Off the Record, she is thriving. I'm so excited. Like, everybody who has so far purchased our conversation game, and everybody who has like supported this brand and come to our events, like, I love you so much. I am so, 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 so grateful. I started this brand with a very, very clear North Star, and that is to help people, provide a tool to people to have the best conversations with their lives. This is not just a conversation game. It's like the first of its kind that is designed with a lot of research on human behavior in mind that I personally did. And it helps you transition from like small talk to deep conversation and uses small talk as a gateway for more meaningful discussions. And it was a solution for a personal problem I was experiencing. I was a very, very social extroverted kid growing up. I grew up on a stage, so I'm very comfortable with planned attention. But I've socially been very shy, and putting myself out there gave me a lot of anxiety. So does sometimes, but like having Off the Record in my back pocket or like in my purse, like totally even puts me at ease now. Like, I can enter a conversation, like knowing that if something stalls or if it gets into an awkward pause, like I have something that can like ramp it back up again. So yeah, I had at one point, especially like immediately after the pandemic, severe social anxiety to the point where I couldn't even go to the grocery store because interacting with other people like sent me into a spiral. And at the same time, although my, like, some of my personal relationships and putting myself out there was kind of going to shit, my professional relationships were fucking killing it. I have a very specific approach to marketing and advertising and creating campaigns. And a lot of that starts with the story of the company. And I believe that the core of that story is the founder. I have primarily consulted with public figures or, you know, companies with more intimate teams. They may not be financially small, but they have a very intimate team, or the founder is very, very involved in the company. And so I was able to have proximity to them and still do in many of the clients that I work with, to ask them questions about who they are as a person and to really understand their company story so that I can help provide them with an advertising or creative strategy and how to connect the company to its potential consumers. And I started writing these questions down. And now 90 of these questions are packaged into Off the Record Conversation Game. Those relationships turned from just professional to like friendships. I'm friends with so many of these people to this day. And a lot of that is because we had such powerful conversations about real things, not about where we're from or how the weather is there, but like real shit. We got out of what do you do and talking about work to like really understanding who we are as human beings and what our stories are, what we've experienced in life, and comfortably talk about that. So there was kind of a delta between like my personal relationships and my professional relationships. And I was trying to figure out like what was working over here that's not working over there, you know? And a client of mine actually said, you know what? You have something really powerful here within these questions and you should turn it into something. Like, I don't think that you should just restrict yourself to asking them to like people in your professional relationships. Like people can use this to have incredible conversations in their real relationships. Cause I think as a society, we struggle with that. And I initially was kind of like, I don't know, like, I mean, the only thing I really do is a conversation game, but like, I'm going to have to dig really deep because there's a lot on the market and we still have a loneliness epidemic. We still have problems talking to people and it's gotten worse. You know, like 32% of adults are afraid to go out because they don't think that people are interested in what they have to say. And, you know, 1/3 of our speech is made up of small talk. So we talk about what we do and how the weather is and where we're from, like 1/3 of the time. And I started finding this research and I'm like, what's the issue? Like, why do we have so many of these conversation games? How can I make mine different? And that's kind of where I came up with the concept. If you have Off the Record, you know, but if you don't, there are 2 questions per card. They're related. And top question is a little bit more lighthearted. Again, I've used all of these questions that are in the deck, like in my career. So top question is more lighthearted small talk, opens the gate to the conversation. And then the bottom question allows you to explore the topic further. So like you could have a full conversation from just one of these cards. We've had people use them at conferences, networking, client gifts, you know, with family, all different age groups. People have played them with their grandkids. People have played them with their partner that they wanted to reconnect with. Interestingly enough, like 1/3 of our consumer base is men also who like use them to connect with, you know, either their partner or just like their guy friends, which is amazing because I'd love to see men talk about something other than football. and be encouraged to like be more vulnerable and open up. So it's been amazing and I'm really proud of like what I'm building and I'm excited to just like continue sharing it with the world because I think it's so beautiful and it's so powerful and I feel like really aligned with, you know, putting the things that are typically off the record that we hold so close to our chest, like letting other people in and giving people a tool to help them do that. So that's been taking up a lot of my time. Cause like I said, I've been going to events. I've been like flying to Austin and I might be going to New York next month for an event as well and hosting things in Atlanta here where, you know, the idea was born. And yeah, so It's just very exciting. But that's kind of taken up a lot of time for me. And now, you know, having resigned from Louder, still having Off the Record, still being a creator and also working with freelance clients, like I can kind of restart or pick up where I left off on Kindly Gifted and continue this journey with you for as long as I can, you know? And maybe at one point we'll actually snap the line for real and be like, okay, now it's going to be a book. I don't know. You know, I know a lot of people don't say that about that are podcasters, but you just never know. But I'm going to keep going for as long as I can, because I think there is so much more that I can give to you and so much more that I can share and about this industry that I love so much. Like, I live, laugh, love advertising. Okay. I fucking love this industry. And I hope that I can, you know, mold a love for it in you. I hope, or at the very least, you know, just help you become a stronger creative and help you see that you are talented in other things, or that, you know, encourage an interest for you in advertising, because this industry is so small and we need more voices. We need different voices. We need people who, you know, don't make mediocre work. We need people that are genuinely wanting to make an impact and push the needle forward and shape the culture of the future. And advertising does that way more than you know. So I'm really excited to continue this journey and pick up where we left off. And thank you again for all of your encouragement and your kindness and all of the notes that you sent me. Please keep sending them. Like I said, I welcome all of it. And, fuck, I guess I'll see you in episode 2 of season 5.
If you're listening to this, it means you've reached the end, and I'm so grateful that you tuned in to another episode of Kindly Gifted. If you don't mind to give this show your honest rating and review, I'd greatly appreciate it, and click follow or subscribe to keep up with new episodes. If you want to chat about what you just heard in this episode, I'm all ears. You can find me on Instagram at Katarina Tarantiva, or on TikTok with the same handle, and I'll link both of them in the show notes below. If you want to chat with me one-on-one, or maybe get some accessible resources on how it is that you can create invigorating marketing for your brand, or develop your personal presence online as a person of influence, check out my Stand store. I'll also link that in the show notes. And there's more goodies coming your way, so don't forget to bookmark the link as well. Anyways, that's my spiel, and I'll see you in the next episode.